I can. I can means I believe God is. That's what it is. And therefore, the good attitude, I'm going to face it because I know it'll be gone. You see, the picture of the promised land in the Old Testament was crossing over the Red Sea. Jordan, excuse me, not the Red Sea. Red Sea is a picture of salvation. And the Jordan didn't dry up till they put their foot on it. The Red Sea was a picture of salvation completely on God. So he made the water rise and they walked across on dry land, the blood of Jesus. But the Jordan is another story. That's a picture of the victorious life, conquering the enemy. This required you to put your foot on water and trust that God is going to take that water away as you put your weight on it, and it's going to turn hard and dry, and you can just keep on walking. That's the spirit of I can. You walk right up to that river and say, it's going to move. How many of you sat at the River Jordan and waited for God to move it for you? And you're still sitting there. And you'll spend the rest of your life sitting there if you don't get up and say, nuh-uh, that's not how this thing works. I'm not supposed to wait and watch and see what God's going to do. I'm supposed to step out and say, God, I'm requiring you to come through by faith for me. Your word says you work in me to will and to do of your good pleasure, and I've got this thing the wrong way around. You put this stuff big in me. And here am I saying, now God, it's big in me, so it's got to be big in you, so God, you do something about it. You got it the wrong way around. You're supposed to work it out in fear and trembling. You're supposed to walk right up to that Jordan and say, nope, you don't belong in my path. Nope, you don't belong there. I am living right. I'm living clean. I'm standing on that water and it's going to turn dry or I'm going to drown because I believe in God. I can. Amen. See, that's the kind of I can we're supposed to have. Amen. Now you're requiring the power of God to show up. Now you're requiring yourself to live an anointed, clean life. Now you're saying, God, I believe in your goodness and your loving kindness. Now you're saying, I believe that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Did you get the picture there? Do you understand what I'm saying? The power of it, the value of it. Yeah. We're living an I can life. Amen. Yeah, and that's a decision you have to make to break out of that thing you've been living by. Yeah. Living with all of your unbelief and your calculating and your planning and your stinginess and your narrow-mindedness. You will never achieve your destiny this way. You never will. And I don't believe any of you want to be that way. You may have flesh that's that way. We won't discuss how it got that way because it's not important. Boy, would the devil I take you on that tangent. Who cares how your flesh got that way? Crucify it. It's going to die either way. No, today God is requiring something from his people. And I don't know which one of you, but I'm going to tell you, big change is in the works for you. And big doors are about to open, because unless God specifically says, do nothing and watch and see what I will do, you have no right saying, God, I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to sit and wait and watch and see what you're going to do. That's called stalemate. That's not how it works. I can means I've got a ministry here and I've got no money. I've got a job to do here and I've got no help, but I'm going to do it anyway. I can abase and I can abound and God's going to make it happen. And I'm going to have such a hot attitude in this place, they aren't going to be able to handle it. They're going to get saved. They're going to cry out to God. They're going to say, what kind of a guy is this? She's like nobody I've ever met. She should be howling. She should be depressed. And she's flying through this thing like she's got something I don't know about. Folks, I can. You see, God's got a call on your life. And it's on God to fulfill and perform that call. But it's on you to say, I can cope with what it takes to get me from here to there. And I'm going to do it with a hot attitude, blessed, excited, and motivated, because I'm counting on God.
Exactly.
And when he says to me, sit and stop and wait and look and praise, I'll do it. But when he says, go through that door, I don't know how, but I'm going through it. And unless he opens it, my nose is finished.
Yep.
I believe God, I can. 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 I can, by the grace of God, I can, in Jesus' name. So Lord, do we say today, I can, and I will, and I'm going to have the hottest attitude at all times anyone's ever seen.
Hallelujah.
Not because of me, but because I believe in you, that you're a good, rewarding God.
Hallelujah.
I love you today.
Amen.
I can, and I will, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.